try to finish, B'ez Hashem, today, the piece that we're learning from Rav Kook, which brings us back into the Eretz of Torah. We're on page Kuf Tazayin, the piece from Rav Kook that's called She'ifasi, my longing. And the last thing we learned, we spoke a little bit about this morning in the Raza de Shabbos Shia, is that Rav Kook responds to those people who have accused him of having a torn soul, and see this as a problem, Chalila, in Rav Kook's life, that he's torn. After describing at length how he himself feels torn, he explains and he writes, as he ended with last week very beautifully, that person or those people who say that about him are absolutely correct. And not only that, Rav Kook says he can't imagine a person shenaf she'en akrua, whose soul is not torn. A person, and let's continue. Is only, Rav Kook said that only a doimim, only a stone, only a rock is not being pulled in those different directions. It's satisfied and happy and complacent and is what it is. But the nature of a human being is that nafsha is krua, the soul is torn. Is that tihilasa? He tihilasa. That's the greatness of a human being. An animal doesn't have such anything, as we spoke about at the end, barichas. Aval ha'adam hu bal she'ifas hafchiyais. On page Kuftes Zayin. Aval ha'adam hu bal she'ifas hafchiyais. A person has she'ifas that are longings and aspirations, she'ifas that are hafchiyais, that are opposites, one from the other. Umelchama p'nim is tamid b'kirvay. The nature of man is that there is a constant war within him. Stam Chal begins, Mesil Sashar, that's why man was placed into this world. Those who say that everything is one, and they feel that there's no war at all taking place, it means that they're not connected to the Tachlis Habriya. The Tachlis Habriya is that there's a Melchama Pnimis, Tamid Bekirbay, that there's a constant war that's taking place. B'chol avaydes ha'adam hi la'ached es ha'krayim shebenafshay, al yidei ra'ayon klali. And the whole avayd of a person, this is what we're learning about in Rosh Hashanah Shabbos, the whole avayd of a person is la'ached es ha'krayim shebenafshay, to bring together, to sew together, these rips, these tears, these divisions of the soul. Ayidei rayon kloli. Ayidei rayon kloli. Hashkifa m'mam kodshucha v'na shamayim. The hashkifa of that great unifying thought that brings together all of the conflicting emotions, the conflicting she'ifas. Rav Kook is talking about the conflicting pulls in different directions, even in Liman HaTorah, being pulled from one world, Min HaOlam Vada Olam. The Rayon Klali is what joins together all of these things and places them into the Mizgeres of that painting of a person's life, which is what gives that painting of life all of its beauty. And even though I know that in modern art, I told you once, I saw years and years ago, I went to a museum and there was an art. There were students sitting around with a teacher or something, and they were taking notes. The teacher was talking about, and I wanted to see what's going on. There's a tumult over there. So I really don't. First of all, I don't have any understanding of art at all. It's a big chachma. I don't understand it, and therefore I don't appreciate it. So the art that I appreciate is like when there's a painting of a nice tree or something. You know, I don't like cubism never reached me. You know what I'm saying? Any of that stuff. So. Or a painting, the more it looks like the person, the happier it makes me. You know what I'm saying? So a picture is for sure good. A photograph, it's even better. So at this museum, they were sitting around. The teacher was talking, and I looked at the painting, and it was really, it was a black dot on a white canvas. It was just a dot. And then we were all taking notes, and I don't know. Maybe it was a chacham me'ayin timasei. It was chacham yesh me'ayin. It was the beginning of creation. I don't know what it was, but they saw some kind of a chacham in it. The beauty of a painting for that person, for those people on that madrega, where they're holding by that, has that significance. But what gives any painting, and what gives the world its beauty, is davka the fact that it's torn. It's torn. And there's a rayon klali. When a person, that's why we've often spoken about that, when a person comes to Shabbos. Shabbos is the rayon klali. We're not going to go into that right now. That's more for Shabbos, for the, what we're learning about the Shabbos. But Shabbos is the rayon klali. Therefore, the inyan of Shabbos is ha-kol yuducha, ha-kol yishabchucha, ha-kol yayim, ha-kol, ha-kol. Shabbos, chadlikas kala, kala zayisis, ha-kol, ha-kol. That's the rayon klali, was the tachlis of my life. But that rayon klali contains within it the 6 days of the week. And there's no Shabbos without 6 days of the week. In this world, what's going to be with Yom Shekula Shabbos of Menucha, different Madregas and Ruchnias and Avaida? Okay, we'll all stay tuned and see how that's going to work. But in this world, the world by definition is a place of Milchama, like the Ramchal says. It's a battlefield. And it's that battlefield which makes life very, very frustrating and very difficult, but at the same time, it's what makes life very beautiful. Just like it's what makes a niggun, a beautiful niggun, when it has notes different, and it has a range of notes, as opposed to a song that has no rips in it, that has no tears. What kind of a song is it if it's not pulling in different directions? That's not a song. If it's not pulling you in different directions, then it's not a song. A song is when it pulls a person up and down and right and left and inside out. That's what a good song is. That's what a song is. So that's the Muhammad Pnimis. But there has to be a Rayon Klali. If a person does not have a Rayon Klali, a Tachlis, a Rayon Klali, we'll talk about October more on Shabbos. That is what binds together all of the sews together all of the pieces. So is a person a conflicted person? This is exactly what his great Talmud Rav Hutna, Rav Kook's Talmud was Rav Hutna, and Rav Hutna Zecharon Levracha said when he wrote in that letter to a Talmud who felt that he was torn because he was no longer able to be full time in learning, and he was at work, and he was going and learning at night, and he felt that torn between two worlds, and he felt that he is living what he called a double life. And he wrote a letter. I'm sure that all of you have seen. It's a famous letter in the Igros of Parag Yitzhak. It's been translated, I'm sure, to English, and he wrote a letter to Rav Hutner, complaining about this double life that he feels that he's living between work and learning. And Rav Hutner wrote back to the Talmud that's not what a double life is. And he made the chilek between a person who has a one-bedroom apartment in Miami and a one-bedroom apartment in New York, and a person who has a two-bedroom apartment in one of these places. He says that the difference is as follows. If you have a tiny little place here, you have a little place here and you have a little place there, then that's a double life. But when you have two rooms in one place, that's called an expanded life. And the difference between a double life and expanded life is if you have the rayon klali. In other words, the difference is that person has one home. The one home has many, many rooms. And when you have one home with many rooms, that's called an expanded life. When you have a room here, a room here, a room there, a room here, there's no home. If you have like this, like a room. So when you have like that, then that's called a double, triple, whatever life. But when the person has the rayon klali, which is the nekuda pnimis of who he is, and what his tachlis is in life, then the fact that there are conflicting. Drives and interests and pulls and so on. So that's exactly what Rav Kook is saying. The whole avoid of a person is to be ma'ached these kiroin. That's what I mentioned last week, that Avraham Avinu was ma'ache, ma'ached, ma'ache means to sow, to mend. Echad haya Avraham. Is la'ached es ha'kroim shebenavshe, ayidei rayon kloli. Look, how do we end Yom Kippur? We end Yom Kippur with Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokim Hashem Echad, Hashem Elokim Hashem Elokim. And each person has his Yom Kippur and her Yom Kippur with thousands upon thousands of thoughts, of regrets, of resolutions, whatever it is, all the stuff that goes on through all of these times, through the whole El and the Shana, says Mitzvah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot, Shana Rabbah, Tushmi, Yetzaris, and Chastar, but the way that Yom Kippur ends is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Hashem Echad. And as I told you once about that person, that business person who was in the lumber business, that the Bala Tanya was watching, and this, he was a chassid of the Tanya, and this person was writing down a cheshbon, and the Tanya saw that he had a cheshbon, this person was making a cheshbon of the entire month, of the different deals and sales and so on, whatever it was, and he made a whole long cheshbon, and at the bottom of the thing he wrote Samachay, Sacha called the sum total, he wrote Ein Oyn Levada. That's the sum total, is Ein Oyn Levada. That's the Rayana Kloli. If we could have, at the bottom, where it says Sacha Kol, what's the Sacha Kol of your life? Why do you go to work? Why do you have children? Why are you raising the children? Why do you eat? Why do you sleep? These are all things that are pulling it here and there. So, is that a double life? It's a double life. So I never heard a person say that I sleep at night and I took a nap Shabbos afternoon. I'm living a double life. I never heard such a thing. A double life. It's not a double life as long as the sacha kol of a person's life is ein oyd milvado. Ein oyd milvado. And if that's the rayon haklali, then all of those different figures, numbers, all of those different parts of life are exactly what make life beautiful. And the reason that Hashem's Baruch sent the neshama down here into this world. And that's exactly what I was talking about last week, about those new religious Jews who are frightened by any other Jew who's different from them, or frightened by any idea that looks a little bit different. It's a little bit different from their idea. Somebody told me that yesterday there was a swarm store in Yerushalayim that it was a terrible. They broke the glass and they made schmutz over there from Meir Sharm to say that you're selling swarm that they don't agree with. So they broke the window and they took I'm sorry to say they took excrement and they put over there, threw into the store, into many swarm store in Meir Sharm. They threw in. Marif is chayshiv, maybe it's because of this book. So very, very. It's not that many. Well, the swarm still sell Rav Cook's farm, Yeah, but there was a picture. Maybe it was in the window. This is what we have to worry about. That a person feels threatened. A person is afraid. This is before Mashiach comes. So because it's supposed to be, as I said last week, it's supposed to be a seamless, perfect Yiddishkeit, just like you get the impression from all the public presentations of the Orthodox world that everybody's filled with Yiras Shamayim, everybody's happy, and all the marriages are terrific, and everybody's just great. and that's not only that dishonest. But it's also not the mahus of the Bria. Again, that's how it is with racks. But the mahus of the Bria is that it's filled with creases and it's torn. And the tachlis is to have a rayon klali. When you're raising a child, there's still some young parents here and future young parents. When you're raising a child, you're going to live with that child in Mitzvah through many, many conflicting things. And the child will be able to respect you to the degree, to the extent that he or she sees that you, that your life is lived according to that rayon klali of being an Eved Hashem. But if they see that your entire Yiddishkeit is a piece like this and a piece like that, so then the children don't respect that. They don't respect it. And they see, what's this? It's a little bit of this, a little bit of that. So it's not. But when there's, they can respect a parent and they can appreciate a parent if, even though there are conflicting things in the parent's life, as long as the child believes and sees that my parents are on fire with the Rayon HaKlali, with that which binds all things together, which is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And the way that the children measure that, they watch that in their parents and their teachers, is to see a consistency and to see their priorities. What are my parents' priorities? What sacrifices do they make for Yiddishkeit? What's most important? The children are always looking to see what's most important. What's the echad of my parents' life? What's the echad? Yeah, my father plays a little bit of ball. My mom likes to shop. It's okay. It's okay. If your mom plays ball and your father shops, that's not okay. I don't mean women could play. But what's the echad? The child's looking to see what's the echad? What's the echad? And they're very, very smart. They're very smart. You could fool yourself, but you can't fool them. They could tell what's the echad. They could tell what's the echad. Where's your excitement? Where's your geschmack? And when it comes to priorities, how you divide your time, they look at their parents. A child could see that his father's not able to be sitting all day in this medrash, because not everybody can do that. That's fine. Hashem didn't make a world like that everybody sits all day in this medrash. But if a child sees that the father comes home and he's so tired and he had such a hard week, and he comes and it's a Friday night and he's able to put in some time in learning. He sees that when he has free time, he doesn't see that Sunday morning is a batlan, that he sits around planning the shopping outing for the day, that he sits around till 11 o'clock with the New York Times and a coffee, or even worse, in some one of these coffee shops, sitting around, you see men walking in and out, feeling their stomachs when they walk out from these, in the mornings if you pass by. They're having these extended breakfasts, you know. A child sees. Not that his father can't have a breakfast, and not that he can't occasionally even go to have a in some coffee place, whatever. I'm not saying it's an avera, but the child could see. When it comes down to it, is there a rayon klali in my father's life? Is the rayon haklali his personal pleasure, enjoyment? Or is the Rayon HaKlali to be an Eved Hashem, to be a Jew? What's the Rayon HaKlali? That's what the pasuk means when it says Echad Haya Avram. You know, Avram was a very successful businessman. You know that Avram Avinu was a big businessman. Kaved Ma'id. He was from the biggest business people of that time. Nesila Kim Atav Zechena wasn't that the Goyim didn't respect him so much because he was so frum. Yeah, that too. He was a big business person. And it says Echad Haya Avram, because by Avram Avinu at the bottom it said Saha Kol Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's the Rayon HaKlali at the bottom of the page. By everything that Avram Avinu does, Echad Haya Avram, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That was the whole mitzias of Avram Avinu. That's the Rayon HaKlali that a person has to live with. B'chol Drachecha De'eyu. That's the side of all of Torah. B'chol Drachecha De'eyu. In all of your ways. And the children are watching. They see with their parents that my parents have different ways. Different things going on in their lives. The kids are watching. What's the echad? What's the echad? And they figure it out. Pretty early on they figure it out. What's the echad of my parents? They figure it out. And they see whether the Yiddishkeit is the echad or is not the echad. And if it's not the echad, then there's going to be serious conflicts in the child's mind. And the parents then are on the spot if the kid doesn't want to live that way. But the parents are on the spot. So say, and they could say to the child, but we're Orthodox. And they say, yeah, you're Orthodox, but you have no Rayon Klali. But I put on film. Yeah, but that's not that, that's not what does it for you. It's not part. That's not part of the. It's another thing that you do. You also spend every Sunday morning in the coffee shop till 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. You also sit in the coffee shop. So you also put on film before you go to the coffee shop. You put on film. But that's not the etzem of who you are. It's the echad hoya Avram. We'll talk about that more. Shabbos mitzvah. Baruch Hashem. He said, "I'm sorry." Yes, shebegadlusa v'ramamusa hakol nichlo barlede harmonia. That through that the greatness of that rayon klali, all the different things of the person's life come together in this harmonious song of who the person is, that he's an Eved Hashem, including to play some ball, and including to get out a little bit and to go shopping. There's a difference between a person who goes shopping because there are things that are necessary, and a person whose entire life consists of shopping. There are people who spend their lives in stores, going to look in stores, and when they're not in stores, they're looking online, they're looking in catalogs, online. They're not in stores. Their whole life, the echad of their life, is looking at things from this world and shopping for things from this world. Their whole life is that. And thinking about it. And Shabbos, the mind can't even rest from these things to go shopping. And even if a person doesn't have the money to spend, that's not enough. You go and you could be loisachmai every minute. You could go into the store just to see what, if I had money, what I would buy. So why are you going? Because it's a chavaya to go shopping. It's a tachlis. I'm not saying that a person should not go shopping, that a woman should not go shopping. I'm not saying that. But it's not the echad of a person's life to go shopping. It's not the echad. When Mashiach comes, all these things are going to be such a galechta, all these big malls, what's going to be for all of this when Mashiach comes. What became, the whole world became a mall. What's going to be from all of this? And now it's also online that people go and they sit in the computer like that, spending their lives. What's going to be at 120 to say, you live like that, such a life, looking at a stupid machine, going with numbers and checking and seeing pictures of shoes on the computer. Pictures of shoes to look at. A person can spend the rest of his life you can go to a shoe store in Milan, online. It's bad enough the people in Milan waste their time in the shoe store. You live in New York and you're wasting your time in Milan, in a shoe store, looking at shoes. In Milan, because maybe they have a shoe that you didn't get yet that could match the skirt, the outfit that you want to wear. Pesach and Tavshin Ayin Dalet, but you don't even know if you'll be alive then. But you want to make sure it matches because you could be alive then. You hope to be alive, so you want to have a matching shoes to the dress that you didn't buy yet, to the dress they had in Paris. So you can make a shidduch between Paris and Milan. Online you can do anything. It's mamish, anything. Well, Baruch Hashem. So of course says, Baruch Hashem, Asher Os Li Yis HaNefesh HaZois. Baruch Hashem, Asher Os Li Yis HaNefesh HaZois. Yeah. To say such a thing? And you see tzaddikim talking in such a way. You know that it's not coming from a place that Chalila has even the slightest tinge of gaiva, of conceit. He's talking from a place of ayin mamish. And he says, Baruch Hashem, Asher Os Li Yis HaNefesh HaZois. Baruch Hashem, Hashem Zohar gave me this. I didn't do this, he says. Baruch Hashem, he gave me this nefesh. I'm grateful that he gave me a torn, wrinkled nefesh, his madrega. I'm grateful to Hashem. Baruch Hashem, she'os li yis ha'nefesh ha'zois, she'ruach neshama chaya. She'ruach neshama chaya u'margeshes, that Hashem gave me such a soul that's alive, a lebedikah soul. Ruach neshama chaya, alive, u'margeshes, a soul that is able to feel as kol ha'tnuois, v'azazuim ha'shainim, that's able to feel all of the movements and all of the zazuim, the trembling, the shaking, all of the different tnuas and zazuim, im kol tzirei mechavleim v'kibur, with all of the birth pains, all of the pains that come, all of the pain that comes with being pulled by these different tnuas and zazuim, to have a soul that shakes, that trembles, that's jumping, that's running from here to there. Aval gam im kol toikef oyz chayem v'emunas yisham. I'm grateful, he says to Hashem, that I have such a soul. Yes, that it is running in different directions, but it also, and that causes pain. But at the same time, with all of the strength and power of the faith of salvation. Ba'advarim kulam parikshim v'yipkisha mukhashis. And all of these different conflicting tnuwais and zazuim meet inside of me in a tangible way. Ba'advarim kulam parikshim v'yipkisha mukhashis. They meet inside of me. They converge inside of me in a way that I feel very strongly. And I can't ignore them. I have to see to them. I have to take care of them. I can't make believe it's not there. I have to do something about this. Melizbol is kol hamashbeirim. And I have to tolerate. And Lisbol also means to suffer through. All of the mashberim, shel hazramim, hashoinim, v'sidachyam, all of the mashberim, the crises. A mashber is a crisis. It's called a mashberim, shel hazramim. It also is like, it could be like, zramim is like the currents, different currents. And the mashberim is like when you have, what's it called in the ocean where the waves go to smash, like a, you know, like keep the it shouldn't be so big the waves, but every day. So it could be that something like that all of the zromim, all of these different currents, it's called a mashber means a crisis. It means to go through a difficulty, but also mashber mishal has zromim, all the different currents. Hashem the si dachyam ulahakshiv elakol hagoli vahnista shabem, and I have no choice but to pay attention, to try to listen to that call, that sound, that voice that's revealed and that's hidden within all of these different movements of my soul, of my life. I have to listen to what they're telling me. I have to try to understand what they're saying. Umahi chukosi hatadirs. And what is the constant longing that's within me? Yoyseh tov lema tivya kavur. It's even better to say, or more accurate to say, it's my teva, my fixed nature. That one thing inside of me, Rav Kook says, that's not jumping and running. But tivi hakavua. What's tivi hakavua? Teva nafshi, the teva, the nature of my soul, umahalach rayonai, and the mahalach of my thoughts. So Kook says is one thing. Rak lahasl mechadash. To always start again. Lahasl mechadash. That's something inside of me that's always there. The one thing he says that never changes in me is that I always must change. That's what he's saying. The one thing that never changes inside of me is that I must always change. I must always be new. Lahaschil michadash. Rak lahaschil michadash, mi bracious. I can't tell you this chaskas when I first saw this years ago. Tamid hinini oimed etzel ha'aschala. Every moment of my life, I'm standing by the beginning. Tamid hinini oimed etzel ha'aschala. To say such a thing, for a person to be able to say such a thing. Oh, we could say it, but it wouldn't be true. But this is true. Tamid hinini oimed etzel ha'aschala. I'm always standing by the beginning. Hayidias habaydidos, all of the different separate pieces of knowledge that I have, all of that. Vahamasubochais, with all of their complications, the complexity of all the information, these ideas that he has of everything, we can't be masig what his mind contained. Hayidias habaydidos vahamasubochais, lo yarchi kuni lo oilam, will never ever pull me away. Maya Nakuda Haroshis. From that Nakuda of the beginning, of Bikurim, of the beginning. Of starting again, of Haschal. Shakol Toliba, upon which everything depends. Yuchalia Sheeshkan Minachalusha Shalpachad Miasrachabus Yisera. He says, could be that there is some weakness, a fear, my Yisrachavus HaYisera of going, of expanding too far beyond. So I have to always come back to the beginning. Aval Yevsha Klaloyma Sha'in Kan Garin Shal Kishron Tamir. Could be there's something inside of me that frightens me and always draws me back to the beginning to start again. I'm afraid, where is this going? Could be. But he says, but it also cannot be denied. There's a seed of some hidden strength, some hidden kishrein, some great hidden koyach that I have. Hamoishich oisi lesamik b'hareishis, that is constantly drawing me to go deeper and deeper into the beginning. Into the beginning, into that, what we're talking about this morning, the echad. B'tchilas hakol, to go to the beginning of everything. B'yisoidiyas ha'havai, to the foundations of all that exists, to the beginning. B'roz ha'metzias, to the secret of all that exists. B'ideel ha'ideelim, the ideal of all ideals. Hashem ha'kinah Hashem ha'chad. B'morim v'kodesh. And yitzarech la'hamikis ha'hargoshes, I must deepen and go deeper into these emotions, into my emotions, into the feelings. V'limtzai es ha'arvus ha'nesham ha'tivus shebhen, to find that illumination of the nesham ha'tivus shebhen, of the soul, of that nature, of the hascholah that's within all of my hargoshes. The achakach, kuf yuches, it says on the page 3, the last page. The achakach, and afterwards, l'hispashet b'seichel kodesh v'tohar. From that home base, from that point of echad, from there to start again, l'hispashet, to go out. But always coming home, always going back to that point of the beginning, Hashem Echad. And then to be mispashit the seichel kodesh v'tar, with the seichel that's kodesh v'tar, rochav, expansive, umakif, encompassing, lahaskil b'tzichtzucham shel hamaskolos, to understand all the shining lights of the muskolos of all the muskolos of Hagnuzim b'hargoshes, that are hidden, all of the thoughts that's hidden in the emotions, that's contained within the feelings and the emotions. Shehim is galus al pi teva kedusha, that are revealed by the teva, the nature of holiness. Sheish b'am kama b'chinas shagiluyim el yoinim. They're all different b'chinas. I can't do more than try to translate this. This is something that's, I don't know, to explain. Sheish b'hem kama b'chinas shegiluyim elyonim. There are a number of b'chinas of giluyim elyonim, of exalted revelations. I feel a bit surah shal katnus v'keyus. Even those parts of myself that are in the form of katnus, of smallness, and keyus, and dimness, or weakness. Kerech dal shali, something weaker inside of myself. Mikomakom kolam adregas ayoyse gevayis. Nevertheless, all of the highest madregas, Kulos hengam besechan itzaitz ayeser katan, are all contained even in the tiniest little spark. In other words, even in the smallest aspect of who I am, all that's great of who I am is there also, even in the smallness. When a person, in terms of avodah, even when a person is in a place of katnas, in a place going through a small thing in life, or is Isaac in something which is small, it has to be in a way of godless. Even when you're Isaac in something which is small. Great people are great people, even when they do little things, it's with a greatness. And when a person is going through a time or an inyan of godless, it also has to be with godless. It also has to be with godless. We're coming back to the idea of that rayon haklali. Let's talk about the guy also that's playing ball. So playing ball, fine, you're getting exercise, that's the Ratzon Hashem. The person should get exercise, should be healthy. Still, playing ball, especially in competition, when there's competition, it could be a time of terrible, terrible katnas. It could bring out all of the worst midas of a person. all of the worst midos of kina, of sinna, of the inyan that you have to be menatzeach. A great person, a person of godless, all of his godless can also be seen in his moments of katnas. Even in something as simple as that, or eating, or playing ball, or whatever it is, in a thing of katnas, the godless is there also. By a person who's be'etzim a katan, it's just the opposite. Even at the times of godless, he sees katnas. Even when he's davening, or he's learning, there's all kinds of katnas, all kinds of narishkeit and kleinikeit. Even when he's involved in an inyan of godless, or he's trying to build the yeshiva, and he doesn't like the fact that the guy next to him is also getting his name put onto the plaque. So you say to him, you're doing the biggest thing in the world. You're building a little Beis HaMikdash, and you're still such a kleine kapela. You know, you're worried about the plaque. You're building a shul. You're worried about a plaque. Hey, Nadvar, yeah. Because a small person, even at the time of godless, is small. And every drop of his godless has in it the katnas. It's sad. That's one of the most pathetic things in our lives. That even when we have a little bit of godless, it can still be the katnas. That's why I always get so depressed. Depressed is not nice. It's not a Jewish word. I get enraged. How, you know, every time to recuperate after Yom Tov, when I get all of these things that there were fights about, how come they put me upstairs, how come they put me downstairs, how come I, which I always try to be down like Havschus, and be Mlamet Schus, that first of all, I always have my Mokum Kavuas, I'm a happy camper, because, and maybe I would do the same thing, Aleph Beis, that it must be that they care so much about davening, that's because they care so much about davening, it hurts them that they should be in a place where the davening is not as gevaldig as they want it to be. Okay, these are all limudim of schus, and we have to be mlamed schus. And there is an element of that, but there's also a terrible element of katnas, of smallness, that comes with these kind of things. Inner shul, inner yeshiva stuff. You're in a place of godless. In a place of godless, how could it be that in the place of the senegal there should be a ketega? That by Maimon HaSinai, you have a negel azar. But that we do that all the time in our lives. What happens by chasnas? At chasnas, you could have in the family of the chasna kal, you could have people that have tainus and are making the parents, the mechutanim, crazy or upset, or you could have a fight between the mechutanim at the chuppah. When I lived in Queens, I learned with these two guys when I was first married, and they're great guys. And I remember one of them, he comes from a gera family, and he was telling me how under the chuppah, there was under his chuppah, His father and the mechutin got into a fist fight. Under the chuppah. They had a brawl under the chuppah. He was telling me this. It wouldn't be true. By our chuppah. And it's a whole interesting story. There's no reason to go into it. It had to do with a Hasidic Indian. Because the other story was a different kind of chassid. Whatever. It was a crazy thing. It had to do with minhagim. And the one went ahead with his minhag. The other minhag. So, it was going to a fist fight. So the limus chas is, chassidim are very strong about the, you know, they have very strong views. Okay, that's a limus chas, but it's sad. There's a limus chas in egel azar too, you know. But it was a bad thing that happened. But after all the schusim, it comes out after you read all the nice form about the egel azar, it sounds like it was a mitzvah. There's so many schusim, because it's a mitzvah to find schusim, right? But sof kol sof, it says in the Chumash it wasn't a good thing, no? And not only that, but it says beyond pakti pakadati, that we're still suffering from the Egel Azar. We're still suffering from it. It says, limus chus, but that's not a good thing. Did you have, and davke by a chasna, you have a shul, you have an yeshiva. These are places of godless, a chuppah, a yeshiva, a besmedrish, a shul. And in those places of godless, if you're a cotton, then the katnas, it comes out even in the place of godless. And it can be a time of godless in your life. Where there's a big thing going on in your life, and you could still be in a place of godless. But if you live with the Rayon HaKlali of Hashem Echad, there's nothing that's so small that it's not big. Even the smaller things in life, even Even when you see the pictures of Rav Moshe, well, I remember seeing with my own eyes Rav Moshe Feinstein, the child, and Rav Moshe giving a little candy, taking out his pocket and giving a candy to a child and making nice on the cheek of the child. There was a godless in that too. Everything was godless. Everything was godless. It wasn't just a nice thing of an old guy that likes little kids. There was godless in that too. You know why? Because there was a Rayon HaKlali, that also was Navadis Hashem. That was also Navadis Hashem, to be Misameach, a child. And when there's Navadis Hashem, when there's an Echad in a person's life, then that person has Chaim. Because as Rabbi Nachum says in the first Torah, whoever opened up, look at the Maran knows, that when a Jew lives with the Seichel Shebechol Dover, with the Seichel Shebechol Dover, then there's Chaim. Then there's Chaim. That's what the first Torah is about. The Chaim. Ashrei Tmimei Derech, Haholchim B'Torah Hashem. That's the Chaim of a Jew. Because the Chaim, the same way that a painting has Chaim. What gives the painting Chaim? When everything fits together, then it has Chaim. You can take the most beautiful person in the world, but if you take the nose and you put it here and you take this and put it there, then it's not nice at all. It's ugly. But the way that the teferis, the yoifi, is when everything fits together. That's the seichel shebechol davar. That's what Rav Kook is describing. That he says, Mikomakom, Kol Madregas Ayoisa Gavaris Kluis Hengambis Achanitzitz Ayoisa Katan. Even the highest Madregas are included in the tiniest little spark of who I am. Even in the things that I do that are in Yonam of Katan, of Katanus. May Reish is Zahari Elod Admiration, it's a lesson from Kabbalah. At Tachtis Madregas. From the highest madregas of Adam Rishon, ad tachtis madregas adimyon v'aregish, all the way down to the lowest madregas of imagination and of emotions, the kishon hadayim lekishon shel piyut v'shira melitza, like the kishon, like the skill of a song, of a poem, where everything comes together. V'chol his oirus sheruach nediva, and any his oirus of a ruach nediva, of that ruach, hakol me'es Hashem yotza. Everything comes from Hashem. Hakol me'eis Hashem yotza. Hifli eitza higdil teshia. It's paraphrasing the pasuk. That Hashem does the most wondrous things. That's what it means. Hifli, a pella, means to bring together all these different things. Haklal ha'ideeli lo yigala eskoichai kim ayideha protim amarubim. This is what's going to bring us into Eretz HaTorah. This is where we're holding. Haklal ha'ideeli, the great ideal, this great all-encompassing ideal cannot reveal its full strength unless you're Isaac in all of the details. Just like the details need the Rayon Klali also needs the details, the Pratim. Hamistadrim Yofa, and all these Pratim, meaning all the ins and outs, like we're learning about Halacha, and all the details of Yiddishkeit, and all the Minhagim, and all the Pratim of being a Jew. And all of these pratim, hamistadrim yofa, that fall into a beautiful seder, that become a beautiful seder, this argnus haguna, b'chayi haruach, in a proper kind of organization, b'chayi haruach, in the life of one's ruach, k'moy b'chayi hamaisa, in the ruchnius and in the practical, chayi hamaisa of the person, ta pratim erech ein lehem b'loy ha'neshama klolos. But the pratim, the pratim are nothing unless they have the neshama klolos. Without the neshama klolos, the pratim are nothing. The pratim are nothing. What are the pratim? This is what we see. This is what we were talking about last week. When a person just has millions of pratim in Yiddishkeit, but he doesn't have the neshama of Yiddishkeit that brings it all together. So a person has fingers and toes and eyes and ears, but there's nothing that brings it together, and there's no living organism. There's no neshama. So there's no worth, there's no value without the neshama haklolos. Ukshani magish ayifus rabba. Rav Kook says, when I feel exhausted, When I feel exhausted from all of the from the weight of all of these details, when he was involved in pilpul and halacha and writing svarim and shuvas, and he's weighed down by all of the particulars of Yiddishkeit and all the particulars of life, hamishamem umachbid, that can be boring and can weigh you down. Hechrechu lahoshivas hanefesh aydei hashikui shel ha'ifah haklalis. I must restore my soul by connecting myself once again to that great shikui, is like in the mikveh, the hashoke of the borat of the mikveh, to join together, to open, to connect to that opening that leads me back to what? The ha'ifah haklalis, to that great broad general idea, echad, echad. And then on the other hand, when I see that lightning, that illumination, that flash, that powerful connection to the light of Echad is beginning to break down buildings and wash over everything like a tsunami. Because the neshama is so powerful that it is threatening to destroy all of the pratim, that I don't want to go back. I can't sit and concentrate then. How am I going to, on every single prat, and get back into the Gemara and get back into Taisus, because the neshama is like this ocean that's coming over the shores. Then hidden neshavim lava in that pratim, then I go back to that vayda of pratim, then I leave the ocean. I leave the big picture. I leave that inyan of the whole of the neshama, and I concentrate. I pull myself back into the pratim, into that piece of Gemara that I'm learning. Hinenu shavim la'ave that pratim mitech daikonus uzrizus. Daikonus, to be very medayek, careful in every tiny little prat. And uzrizus, and all of the halachas, and all the minhagim, and everything, to be careful in everything to do. Yeisha koshli hashkeda. Of course, sometimes it's hard for me to concentrate, to continue. Bimnei shetef achidish. Because of the flood of chidushim, of new ideas, new concepts. Remember, he's always standing by the beginning. It's hard to stick with the old. Because my ruach, every tiny piece that I'm learning, can you imagine, he learned a little din, so he saw in that din, remember, because every tiny little spark has everything in it, right? So when he would learn a tiny little din, his mind would right away pull him over to all of the secrets of what that means, to the whole ocean. In other words, when he was Isaac in a drop, he would, his mind and his heart and his neshama would pull him, says it's pulling me to the whole thing. But then you can't get to the bottom of that halacha. You can't learn it properly. Because my ruach awakens in every scene, every tiny little piece of what I'm learning, that my ruach is coming like a storm. He says, even though this is not clear, this is not a science of how to manage this, and things are in a way that that's the, and there's confusion between the whole and the pieces. I know that in the future all this will be clear. I know that if I'm sometimes pulled away from getting to the bottom of what I'm learning in the details, I'm pulled away by that storm of the neshama. So it's not because I'm lazy. It's not because I'm neglecting my learning. But it's not in the rishul ruchani or some spiritual weakness inside of me that's preventing me from getting to the bottom of that Gemara, or getting to the bottom, on his level, I mean, or getting to the bottom of that Inyan in Halacha, or that Prat. Kimnei Tesefes Bracha. It's only because of some new Bracha that's flowing into my life. Shetzvichim Lepogsha Bekovet V'Simcha, which I have to greet in a respectful way, in a Bekovet Degoy, and with joy. When my Neshama is introducing something new to me, I have to respect that. And I have to be careful to avoid any of the pitfalls that could come with this. He ends and says, there's nothing I could do. My neshama makes this demand of me. I can't change. After everything that I learned, I have called Sira Vahaskal, everything that I, in my mind, that I put together and I understand. I am drawn, it's a demand of my soul, ani nitba min nishmasi. Ahakol limud v'iyun, ahakol tzir v'haskala, l'shachrer es atzmi. After I've learned all of these things, on his level, his mind, after I've gotten to the bottom of all of these things, I am drawn by neshama, my neshama demands of me, l'shachrer es atzmi, to liberate myself, to free myself. From these spiritual chains that are holding me back. It doesn't mean, God forbid, that he wasn't careful with keeping every halacha. He's a tzaddik. But to allow himself to go into that ocean. Shahamazger hatziri hamafarat asar behemesaruach, because that prison of the details of that limud imprisoned my ruach. And my soul demands that I break free of that. Will the shaitate and to go sailing. Ba'olam shel ha'ar, in that world of light, hasuna that is hidden, b'chol oisin halimudim, in those very same things that I was learning, to go sailing in the light of that inyan that I was just learning. Such a thing. You have to just be grateful that Hashem's Baruch sends us tzaddikim into the world. And to get a little bit of a tam of what we're going to be capable of when Mashiach comes, a little bit of a tam that we're going to be lifted up to such an inyan to be able to go a little bit sailing like that, and to experience what that means. And we should be zoichim et Hashem to feel those kriyas of the soul. The soul begins with the tkiya, and then it has shvarim and truas, but it ends with the tkiya. That's exactly what we're learning. There's the tkiya, but then there's the shvarim and truah. So they said, they accused Rav Kook of having shvarim and truas in his life. And he said, you bet I do. But I always end with the tkiya. That's what it means to be a Jew. There are shvarim and truas. But the tkiya gedayla is that rayon haklali. That big tkiya is what brings everything together. And that tkiya gedayla is what we're waiting to hear. Of Bayamahu Yitaka Beshaif Agol. And Uvoha Oigma Zoshva Nidochim of Sisrayim, that all of the different parts of our lives, that's some of it's in Osher, some of it, Osher means that's lost in Gashmis. Osher, with an Aleph means, but it means also having a lot. And Nidochim in Eretz Mitzrayim. Eretz Mitzrayim means all the tzaras of our lives. All the different parts of us that are called Oivdim and Nidochim. Yitaka Beshaif Agol. That every single part of ourselves will come back together with the Tkiya Gedolah of Mashiach, and will be what? It will come back to that beginning that Rav Kook lived by, that beginning of Yishtachu L'Hashem B'Har Kodesh B'Yushalayim. We should be zeichet to see it because now. Good Shabbos.